previously on Friend Quest.
You are surrounded by a bunch of little demons, and they are all...
So we're in the good place.
They are all yeah. little...
Ted Danson's?
Well, no. They're all sort of oval-shaped, and they are all wearing overalls, and they are all yellow.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, no. This was a mistake.
No.
Gonna ready my club.
This is the bad place. I'm going to pull up my gun and aim it at the nearest one. Say, stay back. Stay back,
demon.
Do you
demon. Shoot it?
No.
Are you
Not
sure?
Yet.
It could start
Not
a chain
yet.
Reaction.
One of them looks at the gun and says, banana?
No.
Banana?
No.
And all of them start screaming banana and running at you.
All right.
Henry, hit them.
Yeah, Henry assumes a baseball batter stance. The top of their head, the top of their heads is about the strike zone, right? Although really bowling with Oslo might be the way to go here, but this is what I've got.
Please, I volunteer my body to
okay. That's how you know it's bad.
Okay, so I grab the club from Henry and Henry grabs Oslo and we both go to town on these minions.
All right, so in the first huge strike, you both hit right at the same time.
Yes.
And it opens up another portal and you all fall through it.
Thank God. What? Okay, can we make sure it seals very fast so that it'll fall after us?
It's like a minion like got its hand through the portal before it closed, and it's just like a minion, disembodied
Please,
minion
you,
hand.
Use their proper name, okay? Demon.
Oh, yeah, demon, sorry. There's a demon hand flopping around on the ground.
All right.
I hate it very much.
So you look around to a weird but familiar sight. You're back on the ship.
The Aboleth?
This isn't the ship.
You're on the Aboleth.
Oh.
Immediate suspicion.
Yeah.
Can I communicate with it?
You're in the cockpit. You can communicate with the ship. Everything seems to be relatively normal. And you've just stepped into the midst of a conversation you were having with some of your crewmates.
So are there two of us there?
Yes, in what way have we stepped into the conversation?
You
like mid-sentence?
Mid-conversation and somebody responds to something you must have said by saying, hell is probably different for everybody, I guess, and this one's just ours.
Let me tell you about hell. It has minions.
Demons.
And you guys look up to the monitors to see that you are on the edge of a black hole.
Okay.
Why are we talking about heaven? Hell?
Are we beyond the point of recovery? Because in that case, it might actually make sense to just be talking about hell, you know?
You're just before being pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
And your mission, as you see on the readouts, is to investigate this black hole and to test out the ship's ability to enter into a black hole.
That sounds like a terrible idea, and I don't even know anything about physics.
Why would we be testing that?
It is listed as the final mission of the Aboleth.
What? So we went forward in time?
Well, or they've just given up on us, or somebody back at, you know, really doesn't like us.
Yeah, trying to make us disappear.
Successfully.
is this the type of thing that we're supposed to, like, go down with the ship? Can we just get in the escape pods?
Can we fire something
jettison?
Into it? Yeah, like an escape pod or like a small robot?
I think I have no choice but to go down with the ship. Bye, guys.
So you're a science vessel, right? And the theory, according to all of the science that you have done so far, according to what you can gather from the screens and the research that you have in front of you, is that the Aboleth would actually be perfectly okay entering into a black hole. Because
Listen, this
of the-
is probably above my intellectual capability, but can somebody please explain that to me?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to... Is Seamus here?
Yes.
I turned to Seamus
well,
and...
Yeah. They do, does Seamus work in the cockpit?
Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the radio and say, Seamus, are you there?
Yes, sir.
This is Valerie, but yeah. Did you secure the coffee machine before we left?
And you hear like a sudden crash and like running off to like a bunch of footsteps to go and fix something.
All right, sounds about right. This must be reality. Okay.
Looks well, like a very realistic depiction of reality.
Yeah.
It's a good realism test. I like it.
Well, I mean, it says our mission is to go into the black hole.
But just because it's our mission, does that mean that we have to do it? I mean, really?
Yeah. Who did this research that said it would be fine?
I'm going to get on the long rate. What?
Well, I certainly didn't.
Oslo signed off on this?
Well, according to the records that you can see, and Oslo, you can see a lot more records than everybody else, you guys have been running a science mission to see what the further abilities of time travel are for the abilities that you've gotten. And the next step was to see what the potential interactions with the black hole were. The theory is that because the ship operates in separate dimensions, where all the passengers and people on the ship are operating in pocket dimensions inside the ship itself, all of the dangers surrounding traveling through a black hole are actually not there anymore, because you don't have to worry about being just completely killed in the process of spaghettification and everything else that happens in getting swallowed by a black hole.
But wouldn't the black hole, because the way that I've kind of been viewing the Aboleth is it's like the exterior hole is sort of just all of the mechanics necessary to generate the pocket dimensions. So if that integrity is compromised, won't all of the dimensions just kind of collapse as well if they're not able to be maintained?
Not quite, because the very exterior of the ship is constructed out of a material that you guys discovered on this one planet in I think the very first episode, that is a material that doesn't follow the same laws of time and space as other materials do. It seems to be able to bend according to stuff like black holes or wormholes and stuff. And that's how you can do hyperspace, or that's how you can do like light speed travel, is because the exterior material of the ship is able to withstand that kind of pressure.
Gotcha. Well, the science checks out. Might as well go for it. Full steam ahead.
You ready?
Sure.
Wait, did accounting sign off on this, Henry? Can you check the records?
Henry flips open a notebook and tries to conceal that it's full of nothing but doodles of black holes. yes?
All right, well, if all the departments signed off on it, I guess we ought to go for it. So we go for it?
All right. Chris Grace announces in an all hands announcement, strap in, do not move if you can. So as you get to the edge of the event horizon, you have to look away from the sensor readings and displays. The windows artificially rendering what's happening outside are completely filled with white light. Oslo, your readings indicate that if the windows were real, anything in the path of the light would be instantly incinerated. You are inside the artificial pocket dimension, so you don't feel the direct effect of this, but Oslo, you feel weird. The sphere outside has spaghettified down to approximately 3 molecules across. As your eyes and the artificial filters begin to adjust, you see outside the window a universe moving at an unbelievable speed. The entirety of a galaxy spins like a top into the one right next to it. Hundreds of supernova wink solar systems out of existence with strobe-like intensity. you see a star hurtle towards you and get so close you're certain you're going to be fried alive, but it hits the event horizon before you right at the last second. Eventually, you see the slow winking of various solar systems and galaxies, and the bright white light starts to dim. There's a small spiral galaxy far off with arms that start to unfurl and a purple cluster of gas that flashes in collision one last time and slows to a soft fading glow. So as this happens, the ship is moving around a lot. Val, can everyone make a roll for me to make sure that you guys stay on your feet?
I thought we had strapped in. Oh,
are you strapped in?
My gosh. I mean, yeah, but probably maybe still need to roll to...
All right.
How yeah, good of I a mean, job you, did you need do to... strapping yourself in?
I it doesn't even register as a good, fair, poor. It's I got a -3. But I think I'd do all it right. carefully, so that brings me to a -1.
Okay. Well, actually, I don't know that it's careful. I think it's quick, because you're trying to, like, hold on.
Even better. I was also going to do it carefully.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm at -0.
-0? Oslo, how are you doing?
I got 1.
So Henry, you got a 3, though? Okay, so Val, you feel yourself get, like, 20 years older as you lurch forward.
What does that feel like?
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine what that would feel like.
Think about, like, if you, like, go for a run or whatever, like, everything, or not go for a run, if you, like, go to the gym and, like, way overwork yourself, feels like that the next morning, where, like, you're just completely exhausted. Yeah. It feels like that, but combined with, like, you feel your skin, like, stretching out and wrinkles just sprouting up on your face.
Hmm. That's not comfortable.
Oslo, you feel yourself get about 20 years younger, and...
What does that feel like for a robot?
Yeah.
Hold on, I need descriptions of all of this.
I think that for you, Oslo, you have like, every once in a while you have like little rounding errors that you round things off so that it works out. So things like various sensors all over the ship, and for you, you have little things that you assume are probably just sensors misinterpreting some signal. And so you've gotten really good at sort of writing those things off. And now all of a sudden you don't have to, you found that your numbers actually were a little bit off in terms of like calculating physically where you were. And that was because you don't actually need to round those numbers anymore. It's your trajectories and everything are like way more accurate than they used to be.
When you said she like lost 20 years, I was imagining just like losing 20 years worth of like security patches for software, and that sounds like a horrible situation.
Oh no, I'm back to HTML3.
Well, that's right. The other thing, right? Like, you don't remember some stuff that you feel like you should.
No.
You remember most things, but you feel things starting to slip away a little bit as you move backwards physically. You feel like you're moving backwards in time instead. So
I feel weird.
Make another check for quick to see if you can correct this. I would say
also a 1.
Same for you, Val. Make a quick check.
Okay, that's much better. 5 total.
All right, great. And I think that you know. Do you fix yourself exactly? What age do you want to be, Val?
Mid-30s. Because I imagine she was probably like late 20s, early 30s starting off. So maybe now she's mid to late 30s.
So you sort of realize what's going on here, that like the dimensions of space and time have switched. So you do what feels like moving physically backwards, but it moves you in time backwards to mid-30s.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And Oslo, I think you get about halfway there. You're missing maybe 5 years of, you know, you're 5 years younger than you were.
Okay. So
And it's spotted 5 years throughout your life, so you're not like missing a huge chunk of the past.
Okay, so I still know who episodes. I'm with.
Yeah, you know everything, but your memory is just not Patchy. Super great. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can work with that. I have a very big library.
All right. So after the light fades, you can't see anything besides the lights of the dashboard, and suddenly you feel the ship lurch forward. Faster and faster you fall, and get 5 days younger as you reach back to catch yourself. The windows start to get light again, but with a different kind of white light. This white light is somehow filled with individually distinguishable colors. The light slowly begins to fill the room, and even through the dimensional difference between you and the outside of the ship, you hear the loudest sound you've ever heard in your life. And all of a sudden, the world around you, or the sensors around you, are filled with color, but like a normal color. Like you've just hit into an atmosphere, and there's sensors of life reading all around you. What do you do?
Panic.
What does the atmosphere look like?
It looks like an Earth atmosphere, sort of. Life, a sustaining kind of atmosphere. It's a little bit further out from you because you just came out the other end of a black hole, it seems. So there's sort of this big white explosion that you just came out of. But then further than that, the readings show an Earth-like atmosphere.
I don't trust it.
I guess I go to the sensor display and see if I can tell. I mean, how granular can we get with the sensor data? Can we tell kind of what the life forms are?
Yeah, you'd have to fly in a little bit, but yeah, you can.
Are we in the planet's atmosphere, or are we still like kind of in orbit around this planet?
You're not sure yet. It's sort of, you're getting weird readings that are sort of from all over.
Okay, I'll pilot the ship towards where the readings seem to be coming from.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, literally, they're coming from all directions.
Oh.
It's just, like, out from the explosion that you just came through, essentially.
Huh. Is there any sort of, like, visual feed we can get of the exterior?
Yeah. So, let's... You fly a little bit further out from the middle of this explosion, and you pull up a visual feed, and you see something that looks like... It's a concave curve inwards of just massive, massive civilization and cities.
Can I try and like find our location in the galaxy or in the universe somehow?
If you were able to like pinpoint different stars and things, then yes. Okay. But all you can see is civilization around you.
I don't have like a GPS or something.
What would it be in reference to?
Like
what, if you can give me like, I'm measuring based on this, then sure.
So we see civilization, but we can't like zoom further out and look at their solar system.
Well, that's the thing. This civilization is concave inwards. And what you start to gather is that you are inside of a Dyson sphere.
Hmm.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what that is.
A Dyson sphere?
Cool. No, I just Googled it. Thank you. You can explain.
Yeah, explain it to the listeners, if nothing else.
So a Dyson sphere is a concept that was invented by the English astrophysicist Freeman Dyson, which is basically that as a society develops in complexity, it'll find more efficient ways to use the available power of the solar system. The theoretical most efficient way to use the power of a solar system is to completely enclose that star inside of a sphere so that you are using 100% of the energy output of the star. So it's been theorized that a sufficiently advanced civilization would construct a Dyson sphere in order to obtain the maximal energy from their solar system. Of course, there are extremely large practical problems with constructing one, but that hasn't stopped it from being a very, very popular motif in science fiction pretty much since its conception. See also The Ring World.
All right. So that is why you can't tell where you are.
Okay. But like, we know where the star is. It's right there.
But we don't know what star it is.
That's true. Yeah. It's right there.
Is it the sun? You should be able to tell whether it's the sun.
You don't actually see a star.
No, but it's in the center of the sphere.
You just went through a black hole, and you see the other end of a black hole behind you.
Okay.
A white hole? What is the other end of a black hole in this context?
Yes.
What?
It is a white hole.
Peter, are you just... Is this science class? Are you
a
just...
A white
are
hole
you using
is a theorized
this?
Structure that would act as the inverse of a black hole. Constantly spewing out a stream of matter from an unknown source.
Interesting.
Okay, we can't... Okay.
So what you
it's
see
like
is...
the backside of a black hole.
Yes, yeah. Like the backside of a black hole.
So what you see is this endless explosion has a bunch of streams of various matter, like all kinds of things, pulling into streams that then get collected onto the surface of the inside of this Dyson sphere. On one point of the interior, there's this enormous sort of central hub of a city, and you hear a radio frequency dial into you asking to talk.
I guess I
motion to Henry to to pick up your like our main diplomat.
Okay. Yes, this is Henry of the Aboleth. Who's hailing?
Hello. I am one of the security people for our great city. We would like to cordially invite any of our newcomers to the celebration of the Time Cube. Would you like to come and join us?
Time Cube, like the website Time Cube?
Okay, hold on. I guess we're going to have to rename this because this is a thing that is a thing, I guess.
Time Cube is a legendary, huge website made by some schizophrenic guy. It's a trip. Highly recommend reading. It has its own Wikipedia page.
Okay. Hey friends, what do we call this object?
It's got to know your meme page.
Give me a cool time object.
Ooh, a time icosahedron. It's appropriate because we're playing a role playing game.
All right, the time icosahedron. Come and celebrate the final dying light of the time icosahedron.
Why is the time icosahedron dying?
Well, because time is dying, of course. Look behind you. You just came through the last little bit of it. Come and celebrate the last of it.
Is this the restaurant at the end of the universe?
Not quite. More like the cocktail party at the end of the universe.
Oh, even better. I'm down.
Come and join us.
Sounds great. Yeah, we'll be right down. I guess we pilot the ship towards... Where do we go exactly? Can we see the city?
There's just a bunch of docking platforms for various spaceships of various kinds.
Okay, I guess we go towards the nearest one.
Actually, I think that we go towards the main platform, and we start to land here. And that is actually, I think, where we're going to cut it.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Okay, so what happened? Can I go back a lot? What happened to Chester?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I was really enjoying this like bizarre trip into multi-universality and stuff. I didn't even really think about that. How much of this is even real?
Chester will come up again.
Yeah. Okay.
He's doing experiments on us right now, and we're just unconscious.
He's doing experiments
in his lab.
On the time icosahedron, or time cube, as it may be. I don't know. Maybe I should have just let you stick with time cube because time cube is really a trip.
Okay, I googled time cube, and I'm not sure. Well, I see the Wikipedia page. Is the original website still?
I believe it's down, but you can access it on the Wayback Machine.
Oh,
yeah, I think it got taken down.
Wait, is this this
whole?
Wait,
I thought
whole,
I got like, onto it. I thought I got it.
You may have. ti.mecu.be appears to be live. Appears to be a mirror of the original. If you want to see it in all of its glory.
Oh man. Oh.
Now just look at the size of your scroll bar.
Oh my god.
Okay. That's not the last page. It goes many pages deep. Many pages deep.
Holy crap! Next page.
Yeah.
Does it have a menu?
Oh, actually, this timecube.2enp.com, it looks like it is the same.
Same thing, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that there a lot of people have taken pains to try and preserve this, because it really does deserve to be preserved.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's Timecube. Hopefully that changed your life for the better, as it did mine.
It's done something.